enough to receive it. How have we robbed God? Well, dear Christian friend, this church don't just run off of, it don't run free electricity, amen. It really don't. And all the build-up, then the tissues and the papers, amen, and the ink, it takes people giving. Even for the shepherd to be able to be available, it takes money for a shepherd to be full-time in the ministry. He said, hey, we've not done what we're supposed to do, but we think we have. And when we don't plug in and we won't commit to the local church, we're saying to that church, you just make it on your own. Amen. I may not be here. I can't commit to it. Church commitment. Prove me. God says prove me. He said put it in there and see what I do for it. God is the only one I know that can to bless us. He blesses us through people. He's the only one I know. I think these are things that we ought to do first, folks. I really do. I think these are things that we ought to do first. Turn with me to Hebrews. I've got to go on. There's a call. Hebrews. Somebody say amen if you agree with me. Amen. I think we got some priorities, amen. Don't we? Priorities in the Word of God. They're in the Scriptures. These things that we ought to do. Amen. These things that ought to be first. Amen. And though the devil may deceive us, somebody need to ring the bells of heaven and say, wait a minute. That's the wrong priority. That's the world priority. That's what the world does. Not what Christian does. That's what the world does. The world says, I've got this bill to pay and that bill to pay. And they never think that they created that bill. God didn't create that bill. But we create bills and when we rob God to pay for them. Because God gave us the job. Because God employed us. You see how we are? Get caught again, see that caught again. Can you see that donkey trying to push the cart down the road now? And he's supposed to be pulling it, amen. He's down there trying to push it. Push it along. I'm just trying to help. I'm saying to us as Christians, there are priorities. There are priorities. There are priorities for learning. By way of application, there's priorities for learning. That's why we send our children to school. The children go to school so they learn. They'll get the elementary stuff. They'll learn the ABCs and they'll learn how to read and they'll learn how to write, amen. But they got to be principals and it takes time. May I say it takes time to teach these children. And it's not just the school teaching them. It's moms and dads teaching them. My heart goes out to our children today who don't have moms and dads that are teaching them. I heard a horror story this week at work. I really did. I've got to share it with you, amen. It boggles my mind how a mother can birth a child and just get away from it. Just leave town from it and leave for somebody else to care about. Somebody's going to care for that baby. You better believe that. But that person who birthed it, can you imagine that mom that birthed a child? Now, when I was small, young people, we had little chicken. We had chicken pens. Y'all don't see too many chicken pens today. I'm talking about, you go down to a house down here, man, in the city, Miss Hayes, you'd have a chicken pen. In that chicken pen, they had biddies. That hen had little baby chicks. You didn't bother those biddies. Boy, they'll get after you. I've been chased by a chicken. Why? Because I was messing with her biddies. You don't mess with my biddies. But then we have a mom today. A mom today will discard a child and leave it. Oh, my soul. Priorities, amen. Oh, I gotta pull up here. Hebrews 10:23. I've got to stop. Yeah, I'm trying to lay some foundations here. I'm trying to say that we've got to have some priorities, people. That's what I'm trying to say to us this morning. Christian priorities. Notice verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I say that we ought to be steadfast, amen. We ought to be faithful in church attendance. And I know sometimes things are going to come up. I know sometimes that people are going to get sick, but not all the time. Amen. I believe we need to plan, because God is the God of order. And we got to say, look, this is where I'm going to be, amen. May I say to you this morning, and Brother Daniels is probably my witness here, on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, we've been meeting here for prayer. And he'll share with you the only time probably when I wasn't here, I either was sick, and it wasn't too many times I was sick, I couldn't get here, or I was out of town. And he would come in my absence and pray here at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if we can, if you can be, and just like your job, amen, it's amazing. Monday morning is amazing, isn't it? I was sick this weekend, but man, when Monday morning came, man, I was there for service. I was there at the work. Why? Because I'm not going to get paid if I don't show up. Well, I'm not going to get paid, yeah, but God blesses you when you show up. And when you show up, you bless other people. Listen to me this morning. You who may be skipping and missing this morning from the local church, God really don't need you. But we as a people need you to be a blessing one to another. You blesses us when you hear, amen. He says here we ought to be faithful, amen, here in church attendance. And I'll close. I'll try and stop here. I will. Turn with me to the book of Colossians, and I'll pull up. I believe you're here this morning because the Lord has directed you here. I don't believe you're here this morning because you're disobedient. I believe you're here because you want to be here this morning. All of you that are here this morning, you're here because you want to be in the local church. Now, some of our children, you know, they may be different. Mom and dad brings children to church. That's a good thing. But you that are here, I believe you're here because you want to be here. All right? And that's a good thing. And I'm not doing away with that. You're here because you want to be here. But while you are here, I certainly want to try to give you something to think about. All right? Colossians 3, notice verses 1 through 5 with us, and we'll try to stop here. In this verse of Scripture, we're told what to seek. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. For when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.